Shalom to all. Today's Av is Chulon Dav Ayin Daled. We're starting the top line with the last two words, Yosef Rav Yosef, and today's Av is sponsored Lili Nishmas, Marsh Mem Sar Bas Biyaka Moshe, Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So we're discussing an Avram Adoldol, a dangling limb of an animal, and how as long as the animal is still alive, the Avram is considered part of it. But what about after death? So here Rabbi Yochanan, along with the Mishnah, taught the Misa Oysa Nipol. If the animal dies, that Avram is now considered Nipol or Nifol, completely disconnected and detached, and it's like Avram and Achai. However, Shchita Einoy Oysa Nipol. If the animal is shechted, the limb is not considered detached, so it's not tamei. So the Gemara tells us, Yosef Yosef commander of Huna, Rav Yosef was sitting in front of Rav Huna, and Rav Yosef Kamar was sitting and saying that Amar of Yehuda Marav, Rav Yosef B'shem Rav, Achal Zeh, if a person ate that limb, that Avram Adoldol, like he's going to get Malkus because of Avram and Achai. But then Amar Leihu Humra Abanon, one of the Abanon told him, don't listen to him. Hachi Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta, Mishmei de Rav, this is Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta said the name of Rav, so it's a different member than the name of Rav, Achal Zeh, Eino Leika, if a person eats it, he doesn't get Malkus. So Amar Leihu Huna, Rav Huna told Rav Yosef, Anana Man Nesmaich, so who should we rely on? Two different members of the name of Rav, and when he was asked this question, Adrin Rav Yosef La'ape, Rav Yosef turned his face away to show anger, frustration, and it really explained to him, my kusha, what's the question? Ki Amriyano, the member I was quoting the name of Rav is talking about Bemisa da Isanipol, when the animal, the Avram Adoldol, died, so that makes it Nipol, that makes it disconnected, it's Avram and Achai, so a person eats it, he gets Malkus. Whereas Gamar Ihu, that Ahumir Abanon, that other member from Rav was said, Beshchita, in regards to when this animal, the Avram Adoldol, was shechted, the Eino Isanipol, the limb is not considered detached, so it's not Avram and Achai, the male person is not going to get Malkus for eating it. We continue discussing this. Amar Rava, he says, Minoha Milsa da Amar Rabbanon. How do we know this thing that Rabbanon said that we've been discussing this whole time? Misa Isa Nipol, Shchita Eino Isa Nipol. If the animal died, its limb is considered detached. Where if it's shechted, it's not considered detached. And that's just because the pasuk says as follows, V'chalasher Yipol Alav Mehem B'maysam Yitma. Anything that falls on it from them in their death shall become Tame. And it's talking about a dead chariot touching something, so that's going to be Tame. And the question is, L'mute Mai, what's this coming to exclude? We have this word Mehem, from them fell, so that thing is going to be Tame. But there's something else that's not going to be tame. What are we excluding over here? Even if you want to say limute b'chayehem, that we're excluding when they're alive, meaning if a sheretz is alive and it falls on something, it's not going to be tame it, and that's what the pasuk is coming to say. That can't be because minivlasam nafka. That's learned from the word nivlasam. The pasuk tells us v'chiyipol minivlasam, if their nevela, their dead carcass falls on something, that's metame it. So obviously we're talking about something that's dead, and if it's alive, it's not metame. Al rather, this is what we're learning, meaning when it says kasher yipol mehem b'maysam, that's what the pasuk tells us. So we know we learn from here the misa isanipol the ein shchita isanipol. The death considers an Avram Adoldol detached, but not Shchita, and that's because the pasuk says, Kosh Yipol Mehem B'maysam, something that fell from them in their death. And it teaches us that when it dies, and this Avram Adoldol, so to speak, fell off, or is now considered fallen off, so that's called Nipol detached. However, Amalei Rav Rav Rav, he asks as follows, V'akrab Shratzim Ksev, this pasuk is talking about Shratzim. As Shratzim can't have Shchita done to them, so we make a diak from this pasuk that if the animal didn't die, but it was shechted, so the Avram Adoldol is not considered Nipol. The pasuk is talking about something that can't be shechted. So Amalei responds to him, if whatever Joshua learned from the Pasuk can't be applied to Shratzim in the first place because they're Labani Shchita, and there has to be a Joshua in this Pasuk because since it says the word B'maysam, and as we had quoted, there's another Pasuk that says B'nevlasam, so of course we know that it has to be dead in order to impart Tumah, so what do we need this word B'maysam for? It must be there's a Joshua, and therefore again, since this Joshua can't apply to Shratzim because anyway they're Labani Shchita, Taneyu in Lebehema, apply it to an animal that is able to be Shechted. As Gemara of Akati Mbaile, I still need it for the following, that Ke'ein Misa, Lachin Metamin, Yvation Ein Metamin. When the pasuk says b'maysam, that has to teach me that a sheretz is only metame in a similar state to right when it dies, meaning it has to be lach, it has to be moist, and only then it's metame. But if it's dead for so long that it's totally dried out, it's not metame, and that's what I need it for. Says the Gemara, trei b'maysam k'sivi. This pasuk has the word b'maysam twice. Pasuk number one says v'chane gebahem b'maysam yitma da'arev. The next pasuk says v'chasher yipol olav mehem b'maysam yitma. And so we have two words b'maysam to teach us both drashas. Now we go back to the machlekes Rav Meir Lecham in the Mishnah regarding when the ubar, the fetus, had stuck its leg out of the mother and then it was shechted, and only afterwards that leg was cut off, what the din of the fetus, what the uber is. According to a mayor, it's maganavela. According to Chum, it's not maganavela, rather maga trefa shchuta. It's not Aruch Chizr. Chizr tells us, machlaikes, or how machlaikes is only be'ever du uber chai, with the ever of uber that was alive, aval be'ever du uber mace. But if the uber inside the mother was dead, divra kol shchita isanipol, everyone, meaning even the Chum agree that the shchita of the mother caused that leg to be considered detached, and mamela, it's going to be maganavela, and that's because Rabbanu only make it when the animal's alive due to the fact that it is technically subject to be able to be shechted and eaten, but if the uber is dead, it can't be shechted anyway, so it just be considered like regular nevela. However, Rabba says, machlek is the same across the board in both situations. On to the next part of the Mishnah, where it said, ben shmai nechai v'chulu, and this is really part of the larger discussion. Remember, the Mishnah had brought the source for shechitas trefa mitarasim in nevela, how we know that an animal which is a trefa, if it's shechted, it's not nevela, and the Mishnah had told us that even though it's logical to compare it to a non-kosher animal, which shechita is not effective for at all, trefa is different because at least it's b'minoi, it's in the category of animals the shechita works for. As opposed to a non-kosher animal, it's not even that category. Now, the following nekudas is what we're going to be focusing on. The Mishnah concluded with a kosher animal that's not in the category of shechita, and that is ben ches, a baby born after only 8 months of pregnancy, not nine. And Chazal considered this baby a nefel. It's non-viable, and it's usher to eat, and shechita is not metaret from nevela because ein b'mino shechita. So now knowing that, the Gemara says, "Vatani, but we have a brisa differently." And this brisa brings up the entire conversation we had in our Mishnah, the back and forth regarding shechita being metaret trefa from nevela, and it uses his ben shmoina chai as a refutation to the proof. What does it say? Ben shmoina chai yuchiach, that a ben shmoina which is alive will prove that this is not so. She'afal pi sheyesh b'mino shechita, that even though it is part of a min that could be shechted, in shechitas metaretsoi, its shechita is not metaret. It's very clear this brisa holds the opposite. It considers a ben ches as yes being in the category of something that's shechted, and that in turn refutes the kalvah chomer that our Mishnah put forth. How do we understand machlokes Mishnah and brisa? So Omar of Kani answers, yesh b'mino shechita agav imay. When the brisa says that ben ches is yesh b'mino shechita, that only means yesh b'mino shechita when it's inside its mother, namely when the mother is shechted and ben ches is found inside it, so then it's allowed to be eaten because of shechita the mother. But even the Tana of the brisa agrees that if the ben ches was born, then ain't b'mino shechita and it's not able to be shechted. And the Tana didon mina de imay loy parech, but our Tana doesn't hold that this is a question on him, that if a ben ches is still inside its mother, it can matter through its shechita. That's not a question on the kavu chaymer and the proof that shechita's trefa is metar from nevela. That's more final. High Tana de parech, according to that Tana of the brisa, which does view this as a good question on the kavu chaymer. So we have to go back to the original discussion. Trefa de shechita's metar rasa manole. So how does the Tana of the brisa know the shechita of a trefa animal is going to metar it from nevela? And the answer is nafkalim with Rabbi Yehuda Marav. He learns it from Rabbi Yehuda Shem Rav. Don't Rabbi Yehuda Marav. I'm Rav Masisa Tana. Some say it's Tana brisa that Omar Kron the pasuk says v'chiyamos min habehema. When animal dies, so it's tummy it's nevela. Now the drush from here is min habehema, from an animal. That tells us that mixes behema matama, mixes behema in matama, that some animals when they die, they become tamei, but some animals when they die, they do not become tamei. And v'ezuzu, which one would this be? Zu trefa sheshchata. This is referring to a trefa animal that when it's shechted, it's not matama shum nevela, and that's his Tana source. Now this last Gemara, which leads right into the Mishnah, actually references the Mishnah. And we're going to say the Mishnah brings the machlekes Rav Meir and the Chachamim about a ben pakua, which is this animal that's found in its mother's stomach after shechita, and whether or not the ben pakua itself needs shechita. Then when it comes out of the mother and we want to eat it, do we have to shecht it or no? So Meir says yes, and the Chum say no. And then the Gemara says, "Bayar Rishai Rishai asks as follows: Hashet Yadl Mei Behema V'Shachat Ben Teshachai Mahu." Let's say a person put his hand into a mother animal, and there's a baby animal in there, and it's full term. It's been fully developed for 9 months. It just hadn't been born yet, and it's alive. It hadn't died, and he shechted the animal inside its mother's stomach. What's the din? Is it mutter to eat or not? And now we clarify to Bayar Rameir to Bayar Rabbanon. This is a question both in Shitas Rav Meir and the Rabbanon of the next Mishnah. To Bayar Rameir, this is a question Shitas Rav Meir because Akal Kam Rav Meir Ben Pakua Ton Shechita. We say the Rav Meir holds in the Mishnah that a ben pakua needs shechita. That's only hani mili hechad yatzal avir oilam. Only once it's come out to the world, so it's considered like regular animals require shechita. Avu may imay loy shari le shechita, but maybe when it's in its mother's stomach, shechita doesn't permit it yet because it's not considered yet an animal that requires shechita. Memela shechita is not going to help it at all. And the fact that this person shechted the animal when it was in its mother's stomach, that's not going to help, and you're not going to be able to eat it. And this obviously would be a question of the chum as well, who hold that a ben pakua doesn't need shechita in the first place. Oydelma filu le rabbanon. Maybe the main focus of this question of Rishaya and shechitas rabbanon. And it's the other way. Arba simanim achshavei rachmana. They would say the Torah was machshir for simanim. In other words, when we have a ben pakua, this animal in its mother's stomach, the Torah said that you have an option of four different simanim that could be shechted. Either the mother's two simanim could be shechted, and that's matter the baby animal that's inside, or you could just shecht the baby animal even when it's inside its mother's stomach, and that's also valid. And this would also be in Shitas Rav Meir, who holds that the ben pakua anyway requires shechita. So Rav Chanani suggests Tashma's come and bring a raya from our Mishnah. We had said in our Mishnah as part of the discussion back and forth, trying to bring a raya that a trefa that was shechted is now not a nevela, and we had stated that Harisha know the trefa min abetin. What about if the animal was born as a trefa, so it never was right to be able to be permitted through shechita, so that should prove X, Y, and Z. Now the bottom line is, the Mishnah clearly states that something that's born as a trefa was never roi through shechita. Now V'yisa, if this is true, that one could shecht an animal when it's in its mother's stomach and that would be fine, well, Mishkachas lo dehaiv l'shasa kosher. Turns out that an animal that's born a trefa actually did have a shasa kosher. It did have the ability to be permitted through shechita. Dibay al yadim shechta, because if he wanted to, he could have put his hand inside the mother's stomach and then shechted it, and we're assuming this would have happened before those simani trefa were developed on the animal, and therefore even an animal which is born as a trefa technically would have had a shasa kosher. And since the Mishnah clearly implies not like that, it must be that an animal is not able to be shechted in its mother's stomach. Rav Leravarov said to him, not a raya. Tani, we should really teach in that previous Mishnah that instead of saying shenol the trefa min abeten, we should say shenoitzra trefa min abeten. It was formed as a trefa on mishkachas la'abas chomesh raglayim. That would be a case where it has five legs. That means from the very beginning of the animal's formation, it was already a trefa, and in that situation, it never had a shas kosher, was never able to be shechted, and therefore we have no raya from our Mishnah. Finally, arriving at the Mishnah. Mishnah, which we've been talking about this entire time from the beginning of the Perek, regarding the baby animal in its mother's stomach and how it's matred through the shechita of the mother, says the Mishnah, Shechas Abahima, a person shechas an animal, Umatabani finds inside of it one of the following things. Ben Shmoina, Chai Oimeis, it was a baby animal that only developed for 8 months and it was either alive or dead. Oi Ben Tesha Meis, or developed full term and it's dead. Not a problem, it's matred through the shechita of its mother. Kairai, Umaiti Azdamai, he could just tear it open and take out its blood. Its blood is usher to eat, so you just have to make sure to get out the blood, but besides for that, it doesn't require shechita, it doesn't require anything, and he could eat it no problem. Now here's the main quintessential case of a ben pakua, matzah ben tisha chai, if he finds the baby inside, fully developed, 9 month fetus, and it is alive, ton shechita, it requires shechita, v'chai v'aysa yisbenoi, and it's included in the din of aysa yisbenoi, the pasuk tells us beferosh, that a mother and its child are not allowed to be shechted on the same day, and this ben pakua is considered a child of the mother, it's not part of the mother, and therefore there's an isser of shechting at the same day as the mother. Divrei Meir, that's our Meir's opinion. And we already discussed Meir's opinion a number of times, that this ben pakua is considered a totally separate animal and requires shechita. Whereas v'chamam say, shechita's im tarasai, the shechita of its mother was metaret. And even though it's alive right now, still you don't have to shecht it, you could eat it without shechita. Now, Ein Da'ar Rama Beza on top of Shem Shazuri Emer, he says, afil ben chamei shanim, even if this ben pakua grew up and it's 5 years old, v'charish besada, and it's plowing in the field, shechita's im tarasai, the shechita of its mother was metaret, and it does not require shechita if a person wants to eat it. And the Gemara is going to discuss how exactly Shem Shazuri is different than the shechita of chamim. Now, another din, let's say he did not shecht the mother, and umatzaba ben teschai, he found a fully developed 9 month fetus, which was alive. So ton shechita, it requires shechita, l'fishal in shechita imai, that's because the mother wasn't shechted. You can't say that it was matur through the shechita of the mother wasn't shechted. But since it itself is alive, we could shecht it, and that would be matur us to eat it. Says the Gemara, Amar Blazer, Amar Beishaya, loy hilchu bay el iske shechita bavad. There's a whole clue that we have in the beginning of the Mishnah, that the shechita of the mother matters the fetus that's inside. It's only in regards to shechita, namely, it doesn't need to be shechted before eating it, but it's not in regards to other things. Ask the Gemara, fine, lemute mai, what's that coming to exclude? The answer is lemute chal v'gidoy, to exclude its chalav, its fat, and its gid, meaning the gid hanasha. We still have an isra to eat those, meaning it's considered a full-fledged animal in as much that its chalav and its gid hanasha are asr. Now, according to Rashi, this next line of the Gemara is taken out, where we say chalbay demai ilay mechalbay deshalil. Meals that this was actually a mistake and it was borrowed from a Gemara later on in par gid hanasha. And therefore, we're going to read from the next line where it says miflag pligi, and this is a question. The Gemara is now asking, how could you say that the chalav and the gid hanasha of the baby found inside its mother's stomach have the full-fledged gid of chalav gid hanasha? What do you mean miflag pligi? It's machlekes. At time you have a brayso gid hanasha noig b'shalil v'chalbay asr divrei Meir. Meir holds that we're noig gid hanasha on the shalil on this fetus and its chalav is asr. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says ain't a noig b'shalil. Then there's no isr of gid hanasha with the shalil and v'chalbay mutter. Its chalav is mutter. And Rabbi Blazer and Rabbi Shaya, Blazer says between Rabbi Shaya, machlekes ben tes chai. This machlekes is with a fully developed 9 month fetus that's alive. And v'halcher Meir l'shitasai, Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasai, Meir l'shitasai, who had said in the Mishnah that this animal requires shechita because considered totally separate from his mother, and therefore, since it's his own animal, it's his own thing, it's not part of its mother, therefore it's gidanosh and chilver asr. And Rabbi Huzla Shitasai, that this ben tes does not require shechita, so that means that it's really part of its mother, and therefore its chilv and gidanosh are not considered real chilv and gidanosh. Now, also according to Rashi, really the next four lines should be removed as well, because again, these were also mistakenly put in the Gemara. Let's just read them with the flow of the Gemara anyway, because Rashi does explain them. There's a discussion why Rashi explains them if it's a mistake. Some people say that's because it is a mistake even in Rashi that it was put in here. Either which way, let's read these words. Ella suggests the Gemara chel by the gid. We were talking about the chel of the fats that surround the gid hanasha, and it's in regards to that that this fetus that was found in its mother's stomach is considered like a regular animal, and the shechita of the mother does not allow us to eat the chel that's on the gid. Says the Gemara, no, miflik pligi. This is also machlekes. The time you have a brayso gid hanasha mechatet achar b'chol makom shehu. The gid hanasha, we have to dig for it wherever it is. I mean, we have to find where the gid hanasha goes through the back part of the animal, and mechaitech shamnoi meikaroi. Its fat also has to be cut out from the very source. To Ramer's opinion, feels that this fat of the gid hanasha is problematic, whereas Rabbi Hudamer, he says, Gayama Yamashufi, it only has to be peeled away from the rounded part, but not anything more than that. And so therefore, this can't be referring to either, says the Gemara, Eliyatmar, Hachiyatmar. If something was stated regarding this ben pakua, this animal is found in his mother's stomach, this is what was stated. Amar Balazar, Amar Beishaya, Loi Hachubay El Eske Achil Bavad, the only thing we're making in regards to is eating it. Limute Raiva Vecharish Bai, this is what we're coming to exclude, is in regards to the Isser of a human living with an animal, and in regards to the Isser of plowing with Kilayim, namely hitching a cow to a donkey, for example, and plowing them together. That's an isra of kilayim and atayra. So in regards to these two isurim, a ben pakua is considered like a 100% regular animal. The one is not allowed to do these things with it. It's only in regards to eating it. It doesn't require shechita, and that's all the Mishnah is talking about. We continue discussing this. Rav Shimon Lakshi tells us, according to the one who allows us to eat the chel of the ben pakua, that's Shitz Rabbi Yehuda, matir b'damai, he allows one to eat the blood as well. Whereas the one who asers eating the chel of the ben pakua, that's Rav Meir, Aser b'damai, he asers eating its blood. However, Rabbi Yechon Amar, he says, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who allows eating the chelev, he asers the blood. And Rabbi Yechon asked Rabbi Yechon, our Mishnah had said in the beginning, this baby that's found in the mother's stomach has to be torn open and the blood has to be taken out. We clearly see from here that the blood is usur. How could you say the blood is mutter? So Rav Zeira answers that no, loymar shein onish kares. Rish Lakish means to tell us that there's no kares over here. And that would be, at least right now in our current understanding, that that's because this is not dam hanefesh. The Torah says, what type of blood is usur? Dam hanefesh. And that's the first blood that comes out when the animal is shechted. That type of blood, one is going to be chayiv kares for. Other types of blood, right now we're understanding, one is not going to be chayiv kares for. And when the Mishnah says, kari umaitzis damai, it means remove the blood from the animal that was found inside the mother's stomach, but you're not going to be chayiv kares for eating it, it's just a regular iser. Asking Gemara L'man Kamrinan, who's Rav Zeira saying this in? Rav Yehuda, he's trying to answer up for Rav Yehuda. But the problem is, lo yehei el damatamsis, this should still at least be considered damatamsis, which is the blood that comes after that first spurt of blood. And that's problematic in Shitas Rav Yehuda. How do we know that? You have a braiso, damatamsis bazhara, that is damatamsis, there's only a lav to eat it, whereas Rav Yehuda, where he says, be he kares, that there's an iser kares to eat this damatamsis. So I can answer for Rish Lakish's explanation of Rav Yehuda, that Rav Yehuda holds that even the blood of this animal is mutter, and that's because it's not dam hanefesh. That's not true. It doesn't make a difference because Rav Yehuda holds even if it's dam hatamtzes, one would be chayv kares for it. So Tigmar Rav Yosef Breid Rav Sal Chasida Kamei Rav Papa, he explains that Isla Rav Yehuda holds of the following, that the pasuk could have said the word dam, but instead it says v'chol dam. What do we learn from here? Kol hechadim chayv adam hanefesh v'chayv adam hatamtzes. That if a person is chayv kares for the dam hanefesh, he's going to be chayv kares also for the dam hatamtzes. But v'chol hechadim loy mechayv adam hanefesh loy mechayv adam hatamtzes. If a person is not chayv for dam hanefesh, he's not chayv for dam hatamtzes, and that would apply to the situation over here that he's not chayv for dam hanefesh because since his feet is found in his mother's stomach, doesn't require shechita, so there's no chiyah for dam hanefesh because there is no dam hanefesh, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda would also hold that there's no issue of dam hatamtzis over here, and that's how we can understand Rish Lakish's explanation of Rabbi Yehuda. We continue discussing Ben Pakua. Ibai Yehuda asks the following question: Ma'u liftos be Ben Pakua? Are we allowed to be paid to it with a Ben Pakua? This is referring to Peter Chamar when we have a firstborn male donkey. It's kaddish and has to be redeemed with a set or an aze, a sheep or a goat. And so the question is: could we take a Ben Pakua sheep or goat and use that to redeem the Chamar? In other words, is it considered like a regular animal or maybe not? So Gemara clarifies: according to Rabbi Meir, is not even a question. Kivun to Amar, since he says ton shchita, that a ben pakur requires shchita, sem al yehu, it's obviously considered a 100% set. So of course it could be used for pidyon petach hamor. Ki tibay lecha, what's your question in? Alib de rabbanon, in shchitas rabbanon, da amri, they say shchita simim tarasai, that the shchita of the mother is metaret. My, what's it in over here? Kivun to Amri, since we say the shchita simim tarasai, the shchita of his mother is metaret, kibsar b'di kulahu, maybe it's considered just like meat in a pot or meat in a basket, even though it's alive and well, still, since it doesn't require shchita, it's not allowed to be used, and that's because we know that a shechted set is not allowed to be used for pidyon petach hamor. Maybe since this sheep or goat is running there, running here, it's running all around, having a good time, so it's considered regular set, and it is allowed to be used in pidyon petach hamor. So Rav Zochar Amar, he says, ein paiden, we're not allowed to use a pidyon petach hamor. Rav Ashi Amar, he says, paiden is allowed to be used. Amar Rav Ashi Amar Zochar, Rav Ashi asks Amar Zochar, my daytech, what's your reason that it's not allowed to be used? The Gamra says, se mipsachim, you learn Zer Shava, se, from a Karim Pesach, and just like a Karim Pesach, we know it has to be a regular animal that's born in a regular natural way, but it's born derech doifen. By way of cesarean section, it's not allowed to be used a Karim Pesach, and you learn a drasha se, and that means that this se over here, which is a ben pakua, it was not born normally, it was taken out of its mother's stomach, so this also is not abused in pidyon petach hamor. Well, if that's the situation, then I'll tell you, says Ravashi, malalon, zachar tom ben shana, just like over there, a Karim Pesach has to be male, it has to be unblemished, and it has to be within the first year of its life, well, afkan zachar tom ben shana. So over here, you should say that what's required for pidyon petach hamor, a male, which is unblemished, that's within its first year of life, and we know that's not true. So Rav Zochar responded to him, Tifte riba. By pidyon petach hamor, it says the word tifte twice. It says v'chol petach hamor tifte besev v'imloy sifte v'araftoi. So we have two words tifte, and that's a riboy telling us that what's being used for pidyon petach hamor does not have to be male within its first year. So Asher responded, "Itifte tifte riba. If you have a riboy, afil kol milinami, you should include everything. Meaning, you should allow a se which is ben pakua to be used for pidyon petach hamor." So Rav Zochar responded, "Im kain of that so, then se mayahanule. What good is the gzeir shava of se? It must be it's coming to limit, so that's limiting a ben pakua." We have another question. In regards to Ben Pakui, Ibai Luhu asks the following, Ma'u limnais by Rishon v'Sheni? Do we count Rishon and Sheni? What does that mean? So we know in regards to Toma, when we have a high level Toma that touches something, that makes it the next level Toma down. So Avi Avos makes an Av makes a Rishon, and a Rishon makes a Sheni, so on and so forth. So the question is, what about this mother with the fetus inside of it? The mother was shechted, so it's perfectly fine, but then it became Tame, something Tame touched it, so it's a Rishon. The question is, what about the fetus inside? Do we say the fetus is the same exact thing as the mother, so it also is a Rishon, or maybe not? Maybe it's separate from the mother and it becomes a Sheni. Where he says, "Mine by Rishon v'Sheni, we are mine Rishon and Sheni," which means that the ubar becomes a Sheni. Whereas Rav Shimon Lakish Amar, he says, "Ain mine by Rishon v'Sheni, we're not mine Rishon and Sheni." The ubar is considered Rishon, just like the mother is. Why is that? Nasa ke'agasim skashish b'klipasoi, because it's treated like a nut that's shaking around in its shell. You pick up a nut in its shell, you shake it around, you hear the nut banging around inside. So clearly, it's separate from the shell. Not nonetheless, when the shell becomes tameh, the nut gets that very same din of tumah because the shell is protecting it, so it's really all considered one. Same thing over here with the ubar inside the mother is protecting the ubar, and therefore they're really considered like one in regards to tumah. So when the mother becomes a rishon, the ubar becomes a rishon as well. Now, is Rishon Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, we had said in our Mishnah regarding the leg of the ubar that was stuck out, then the mother was shechted, then the leg was chopped off. So Abbasar Maganavela de Rameir, Rameir says that the rest of the meat of the ubar is considered Maganavela, touched Navela, whereas Rechamar Lucham say Magatrefa Shchuta, it's considered like a touch of Trefa Shchuta. Here's a question, Bishlam, everything's good according to me, says Rish Lakish, the Amina, that I hold Chad Gufahu, that the mother and the ubar are considered like one guf. It makes sense that the ubar is able to become Tameh. How is that? That's because it became Mokshal Kabul Tomah through the blood of its mother. When the mother was shechted, blood came out. That was Machshir, the mother to be Makabul Tomah, and Mimela the Uber as well, because it's considered part of its mother. So that's how the Uber is now Makabul Tomah when the leg is cut off, because it was ready Mokshal Kabul Tomah through the mother. El Chabad according to Rabbi Yochanan, B'mayas Kasher. How is the Uber becoming Mokshal Kabul Tomah that when its leg is cut off, now it actually is Tomah if it's considered separate from the mother? So Rabbi Yochanan responded to him, B'shchita, through the Shchita of the mother, not the blood of the mother, but the Shchita, Ugrab Shimon, this is according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that when an animal is shechted, even if blood does not come out, it's Mokshal Kabul Tomah simply through the act of Shechita, and since the Ubar is matered through the mother's Shechita, it also becomes Mokshal Kabul Tomah through the mother's Shechita. Now it's Rabbi Yochanan's turn. Is Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Lakish? Rabbi Yochanan asks Lakish, what about the following? We have a verse that talks about a Ben Pakua, Avar Banahar, if it walked through a river, Hochshar, it's not Mokshal Kabul Tomah because it got wet. Halcha Beis HaKvaras, if it went into the Beis HaKvaras, Nidama becomes Tameh. Now Bishlam Lididi, this all good according to me, says Rabbi Yochanan Damina, I say Trey Gufainin, who that a Ben Pakua is considered separate from its mother, Mishum Hachi, Hochshar, in Loy Hochshar Loy. That's what the verse tells us, that if it went through the water, it became Mokshal Kabul Tomah, so then it becomes Tameh. If not, not. El Chabad, according to you, the Amr Chad Gufahu, that you say the Ben Pakua, the Uber inside the mother's stomach, is the same thing as the mother, Haskashi Bedamar Deime. It automatically became Mokshal Kabul Tomah through the blood of its mother, and so why does it have to go through water in order to be Mokshal Kabul Tomah? So on Hamar Alfantap, we answer for Ish Lakesh, Bishchita Yavishta, we're talking about where the mother, when she was shechted, it was dry, there was no blood that came out, and like Rab Shimon, this is not like Shita's Rab Shimon, because Rab Shimon would say that it is Machshir, and so it must be going not like Rab Shimon, that if no blood comes out, the mother is not Mokshal Kabul Tomah. Memela, the Ben Pakua baby, is not Mokshal Kabul Tomah either. It would only be so if he walks through water. We're going to start for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this din that we just mentioned, the Braisa. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.